Hello and welcome to Mission HR Podcast. My name is Dennis Barrard, and in this series I've been talking about the role of HR in an organization. In this episode, I'm going to be looking at action, or what I think HR should be doing that can truly make a difference. Well, for starters, HR needs to assume three key roles in this process: planner, influencer, and enabler. Planner, developing a clear blueprint for the function of what it does, how it does it, and what the result should be. Influencer, gaining acceptance of the new plan across all levels of the organization, all of which are essential for successful operation. Enabler will be executing all elements of the plan and keeping progress under continual review for improvement. So let's look at the areas where we need to begin to execute our new mission. I list them as technology for reduced administration, fewer errors, less wasted time, relevant information available to management. Workforce development, improving performance right across the board, together with better management, reducing employees' relations issues. Compliance, in other words, operating in the correct manner with a reduction of legal risk. Organizational aspirations and obligations, building a visibly fair working culture where all talent is recognized. Less risk, better optics for recruitment and retention. Performance, a series of measures that directly relate back to output and task completion. Only with meaningful performance measures can the organization assess how well it's doing. And compensation, fair reward for performance, good also for recruitment and retention. You establish line-of-sight measures for all of these activities and add in measures for the HR function at the same time, because now is the time that HR finally defines itself within the organization. Now, this is quite a broad front to operate across. But your first move is to outline your plan to the board and get their approval. And to do this, you'll need to emphasize the following advantages. Technology, making sure your software is fit for purpose. Not only is that going to simplify much of the work ahead, but it's vital that workforce information is always available to management. And that calls for the right software and accurate data. If you haven't got a system, you're going to need one unless you're small enough to manage with spreadsheets. If you do have one but it's not working for you, then change it as soon as possible. That's a tough task in itself, but the benefits you'll reap are immense and will lend real credibility to the function's ability to execute and deliver. The second part is workforce development, and this I see breaking into these activities. Line management development, strong line management, not only reinforces a senior team, but makes for good HR, as better quality management reduces the number of unnecessary employee grievances and disputes. Make sure that line management is thoroughly coached in hiring and managing employee relations effectively and compliantly. Encourage them to take a more mentoring approach and use more observation on how their teams tackle the tasks in hand. Next part is employee development. Now, there's multiple strands here, starting with induction and the company way of doing things. They should include both ethical and inclusive approaches that reflect the employer's culture. Specialist compliance-related training, such as first aid certificates or fire officer training, is also included in this development. Areas for performance improvement or enhancement are identified by reviews, and this is about enabling your employees to perform better by giving them the skills to do so. Professional studies for relevant career tracks. Where possible, employees should be able to study for qualifications that not only enable them to do more advanced work, but actually adds to the company's skills capital as well. Development for management potential, Managers should be able to spot employees with future leadership potential and nominate these candidates for development once it's proven that they have that capacity. The investment made in these initiatives need to be monitored for value and effectiveness by measuring tangible improvements over time. The third part is compliance. Now, routinely check that your organization is compliant with legal obligations, contractual and procedural, across the whole spectrum of employee relations, ensuring the employer and employees are fully aware of legal rights and responsibilities. Now, if employment law isn't your HR department's forte, don't dabble with it. Get professionals in. And remember, transparency is key in everything. Fourth, facilitate organizational aspirations. If your organization makes great play about supporting initiatives such as DEIB, pay gap monitoring and elimination of bias throughout, then make sure that not only does this message reinforced by the board go out loud and clear, but as action is taken and seen to be taken, because tokenism has no place in the modern business organization. And also, with board backing, encourage the workforce to suggest process or other improvements that can be implemented. Reward these ideas if it makes them flow faster. Don't always rush to hire consultants for your solutions. Ask the people who are working with the problem. Fifth in the list is performance. Now, examine all current performance measures for relevance and practicality. And for this, you have to work closely with all the other functions in the business and be prepared to question the status quo. Once the agreed measures are in place and a timetable for them to be introduced, make sure they're transparent to management and workforce, and that progress can be monitored through the system at a personal as well as departmental and divisional level. And finally, compensation. Frame packages within the organizational business plan that effectively reward performance across all functions, that can compare favorably with other local or industry competition, and present an attractive proposition to potential recruits. These are all high-value activities that we should be engaged on to build an HR function that has relevance. Have a look at your HR department and see how much of this is being done, as well as what they're actually doing and maybe even shouldn't be. Well, that's it for this series. If you like what you've heard, buy the book. And if you don't like what you heard, buy the book anyway, and we can have a nice civilized debate. This is me, Dennis Barnard, signing off for now, and thank you for listening.